This is Lori Gertner with Migrant Support Services. We're standing at the Church of Epiphany in SOTUS, where a lot of the immigration problems have happened in the past, where the federal government through the Border Patrol has done a lot of effort to prevent the migrant community from congregating. It's been said that it's been said and written in the press that things have abated in regards to federal activity against the migrant community, but we're getting reports and eyewitnesses of a lot of heightened Border Patrol activity in Wayne County, not just in SOTUS, but the entire county. There has been rumors that we've not been able to substantiate of a large raid in Wolcott, which is just east of here. We do know that two farm workers were just picked up at the grocery store next door to here, and we do have other reports of a lot of Border Patrol activity. I'd like to turn this over to Sister Lucy Romero, who is the migrant ministry from the Catholic Diocese of Rochester. This is her congregation here in SOTUS, and I'd like to have her tell us what she's actually seen and heard of what's going on in this community right now. So this is Sister Lucy Romero.
Gracias. Quiero ser breve en esta compartir la realidad que estamos viviendo aquí.
She wants to be quick, but to also share with you the reality that's going on here.
Y sí, estoy también muy preocupada y viviendo la pesadilla con toda la comunidad.
Yes, she's very preoccupied what the community is living right now.
Estamos viendo intensificarse los patrullajes y el acoso, es la persecución y acoso de la policía.
She is seeing the intensification of the Border Patrol and the accusations of the policemen rising.
El lunes pasado, una mujer embarazada ya en la etapa final fue agarrada por uno de los policías locales en Newark.
A woman, she's almost at the end stage of her pregnancy, was approached by the Newark police once leaving the doctor.
La policía llamó a migración y la entregó a migración.
The Newark police called immigration and turned her over to immigration, and she was just leaving the doctor's office.
Y estoy muy agradecida con una de las maestras de sus hijas que llegó a la oficina de migración y les exigió que la soltaran.
And I'm so grateful to one of her daughters or children's teacher who went directly to immigration and really demanded, expedited that they explain why this occurred.
Porque pidiendo también seguridad para el niño que todavía no nace y bueno, para las niñas que estaban solas.
She was asking for the security, what was going to become of the security of the child that wasn't even born yet, and the children that she had, what was to become of them, and that's what the teacher, you know, insisted upon knowing.
Estos gestos de solidaridad de la comunidad anglo a mí me llenan de mucha esperanza, porque creo que es lo que necesitamos, que la comunidad anglo hable y haga manifieste los derechos.
I am just appreciative of the Anglo communication, the Anglo community, and it is important that they continue to talk and express themselves about this. I am appreciative of them.
Estamos en una situación bajo las sombras. La comunidad está en silencio. La comunidad está aterrada.
We are in times where the community is frightened, they're tense. This is a terrifying period of their lives, the entire community.
Es una situación de acoso y de persecución, lo vuelvo a decir, porque cuando el día está nublado y está lluvioso, la gente no trabaja.
This is absolute persecution and accusation. And when the days are rainy and cloudy, this community can't work.
Y entonces tenemos a la patrulla fronteriza en las tiendas y patrullando, molestando a la gente, persiguiéndolos.
And so, thus, the Border Patrol, they go to the stores, bothering, persecuting the people that are at the stores since they can't work.
No podemos planear nada. La gente está padeciendo, está sufriendo muchísimo.
We can't plan anything. Our community, the people are suffering and so upset by this.
Varia gente que visito me dicen, no sé, para salir a comprar la comida, tenemos que ingeniarnos las de mil maneras para no encontrarlos.
The people, they just don't know what to do, even to go out shopping for food. They have to be creative about generating a way to get food to themselves, because if they go out, they are in danger, even to buy food.
Tenemos una red de comunicación en el condado, porque en Newark, ya ahorita, en esta temporada, estamos viendo que es casi cada 8 días que está.
It appears in this county, these raids are consistent, ¿cuántos días?
Cada 8 días está.
About every 8 days, the Border Patrol is out, menacing.
Walcott, me están diciendo que 4 o 5 patrullas cada 8 días también.
Walcott is saying 4 or 5 Border Patrols are around every 8 days or so.
Aquí en Sodus, pues ni se diga, o sea, Sodus también tenemos mucha actividad.
Sodus, you have to know that they're just having, there's so much activity of Border Patrol around on 104, on Route 88, on Route 14, and they hide in the driveways.
Tenemos una comunidad emocionalmente muy desgastada.
We have a community that is emotionally fragile, exhausted.
Mujeres en situación de depresión profunda.
Profound depression the women are experiencing.
Los niños con traumas, los niños, muchos niños no pueden dormir, que despiertan gritando.
The children, many children are traumatized. They wake up because they're not able to sleep about the fear that they're experiencing.
Y es una comunidad que trabaja, es una comunidad honrada, honesta.
This is a community that works. It is a community that is honest.
No es justo que estén gastando nuestros recursos económicos en estar persiguiendo a la gente que trabaja y que nos da de comer.
It is not fair. It is unjust to persevere and to go after this community as they try to earn and make their own food and their way and do their job, to persecute them and to menace them and go after them.
Mucha de la gente en nuestra comunidad tiene más de 10 o 15 años aquí. No tienen un lugar en México. Y al pensar, hermana Lucy, ¿qué voy a hacer en México?
A lot of people, they exist here 10, 15 years and they can't go back. There is no place for them. And they ask me, Sister Lucy, what will I do?
Es una comunidad que no tiene un piso firme. Ahorita es un hilo muy delgado del que está colgando.
This is a community that doesn't have a firm ground underneath them. It is a thread, a very fragile thread that exists in their way.
Y realmente ayer que vi una noticia, ahora Janet Napolitano está en México.
And I just have seen a notice somewhere that Janet Napolitano is in Mexico.
Y el acuerdo, el gran acuerdo que llegaron es que prometen una deportación humanitaria.
And the great agreement is that they will permit a human
deportation.
A deportation, a human deportation. That's the agreement that's been agreed upon.
Nosotros necesitamos una reforma justa. Necesitamos muchas cosas más, que la gente que está trabajando aquí se sienta segura y que se legalice.
We need a just reform. All the people here need to feel as though justice is here and that it realizes itself here.
Necesitamos el apoyo de toda la comunidad anglo que tiene ese sentido común para ver esta situación.
We need the support of the Anglo community that understands this situation and understands the fragile threat that exists here.
Y como parte de una comunidad de fe, también apelo a aquella gente de fe humanitaria que necesitamos su apoyo y solidaridad.
And part of this faithful community, we need solidarity, human faith, human accord, human justice.
No es justa esta situación. Es una situación de terror, de acoso, que yo también a veces siento que ya no voy a aguantar.
It is very unjust, the situation. We need to have a fair act. At times I feel myself that it's hard to go on.
Muchas gracias.
Have you seen any instance where Anglo intervention has actually helped in a specific case?
Sobre la maestra? Mm-hmm. Sobre la maestra que interpretó, que ayudó con la inmigración, ¿se ha visto otras situaciones en donde la comunidad anglo se ha ayudado?
Teacher-wise or any level-wise?
Sí, se ha visto. Sí, tenemos
cualquier
casos de diferentes maneras.
Yes, we have cases of many different
pero así con esta
levels.
Valentía de la maestra que fue a exigirles que la soltaran, me sorprendió.
She said this was, there have been many cases where we've had support from the Anglo community, but this scenario was different. This teacher going into immigration with such bravery and asking the straight questions. What are you going to do about this unborn child and the children she has? Mm-hmm. What will become of them? For her to walk into immigration, that really surprised me. Mm-hmm. And that was extremely different than the other times of support that we've had.
Porque sabemos que hay leyes, conocemos también, pero también que hay derechos humanos universales.
We know that there are laws that have to be conducted, but there should also be human rights that are considered.
Pero ante estas situaciones como de esta mujer embarazada donde está la defensa de la vida, cada quien tiene que tomar su propia decisión.
And as in this case, with this woman that was pregnant, this is her life. You know, the rights of her life, you have to, you know, stand your position and say your position.
Sí, por eso tengo que yo...
Y ella lo sacó de allí.
Sí, sí.
Oh my, I just asked to the sister, what happened to this woman? What was her fate? And she says the teacher came in, asked those challenging questions, and she says, I am taking them, and she walked right out of immigration with the children and the pregnant woman.
No fear. No, nada de fianza.
There was no fine.
No bond, no fine. Ella está con sus hijas.
So the woman, pregnant woman, is with her children. Y no hay...
No sé si hay idea,
she has no idea if there is any, you know, ending date.
A court date.
Like
or
she doesn't know that, but she's home with her children thanks to that teacher with her bravery. She gets them right out.
Esperando el nacimiento de su bebé.
And waiting for the birth of the child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So that really is a positive push. Yeah. And she, Sister Lucy, would love to know who was this teacher.
Yeah.
But this teacher is a hero.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
A hero.
Okay, good.
So she wants to find out who this is because she wants to thank that teacher personally.